While some other states in the Great Lakes region have been hit by ginseng smugglers, this is something new in Michigan, something Michigan conservation officers never paid much attention to until now. Sergeant Ron Kimmerly and Officer Andy Bauer of the State Department of Natural Resources are deep into the woods. They're scouting around Warren Dunes State Park next to Lake Michigan. They spot what they're looking for.
There's a nice, mature ginseng plant. As you can see, it's got branched off three times, and there is the berry that will be turning red soon. Right now, it's kind of a greenish-white.
What they've found are wild ginseng plants, a threatened species that's protected under Michigan law. What they're also looking for are homemade flags marking the site and signs of digging. Officer Bauer says they first noticed the flags last summer.
There was felt flags that had been stuck into the ground, and the rangers had earlier seen those while they were patrolling and thought it was from an orienteering class from like a scout group. And later on, we realized that those flags were now laying down, and there was a little hole nearby there where something had been harvested.
More than 30 arrests were made last year, and the scenario was often the same. A group would act as a family of picnickers while one or two people slipped away to dig up ginseng. Bauer says it was clear that most knew they were breaking the law.
One of the groups, it was just in plastic bags, and as soon as we identified ourselves, the plastic bags were dropped, and we don't have anything. We don't know what you're talking about. Other times, it's been concealed, much like narcotics would be, down inside the waistband of clothes. There was a false floor in a purse where the bottom had been removed, and there was, I believe, 20 or 25 real mature large roots that were in there.
Another similarity in the cases was that all those caught were of Asian descent. Though separate instances, many of them had similar Chicago street addresses. One man even came from Korea. He was here on a 10-day tourist visa, apparently just to harvest ginseng. The officers suspect most of the wild ginseng was being taken back to Chicago to sell there or for export to Asia. Paul Hsu raises ginseng legally in Wisconsin. He agrees with the conservation officers that the ginseng is being smuggled to Chicago or out of the country.
They could have dug in Michigan and consumed there. But I don't think that's their intention. You know, they are digging it and taking it back to Chicago and sell it or something. You know, the value, they know the value of it.
Hsu says ginseng roots have been valued in Asian culture for almost 3,000 years for its medicinal purposes.
The Chinese believe ginseng is like cure all. In the old time, we don't have antibiotics or what. It's more like a shotgun approach, which ginseng can enhance the immune system, can specifically give you energy, can relieve your stress, whatever.
While ginseng is considered more potent than cultivated ginseng, the kind Hsu grows, and it's lucrative. A pound of wild ginseng can fetch upwards of $350. The fines for illegally harvesting ginseng are fairly high in most states. The penalties in Michigan range up to $5,000 for a first offense and could include jail time. The poachers are aware of this and usually carry wads of cash. Officers say they suspect the fines are simply considered the price of doing business. They're taking the risk here because ginseng is becoming increasingly scarce in Asia. Environmentalists say that's what's behind the high demand and illegal harvesting of American wild ginseng.
It's where there's greater concentrations that have not yet been harvested.
Dave Dempsey is a policy advisor at the Michigan Environmental Council.
And therefore, it's more economical for a lot of harvesters to exploit here in Michigan and around the Great Lakes.
Poaching has been going on in southern states for many years because of legendary stock around the Appalachians. More recently, poachers are targeting the Midwest because of rich soil, and ginseng has become so rare everywhere else. At Warren Dunes State Park, Sergeant Ron Kimmerly is organizing group patrols to try and catch poachers. There's even plans to place plainclothes officers as picnickers, but he admits it may not be enough.
This is just one location, so, you know, we've got a lot of poachers here, you know, what's happening at these other places, you know, where we can't be.
So far, no one has been caught in Michigan this year, but Sergeant Kimmerly says the ginseng harvest season is just beginning. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Kaomi Goetz.